right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the email address if you want to share your submission. Help us fill up the silos, and we will share your mental insanity with the rest of the P1s. And I'm going to start with myself.
Yeah.
Because
let's do it.
Coming up this weekend, me and the missus, we will be celebrating 12 years of marriage. It's our anniversary on Sunday. And this weekend, for our anniversary gift, I decided to spring for Blue Man Group tickets. Because Blue Man's yes. coming to the Windspear. And it was between that or the Back to the Future musical at Bass Hall in Fort Worth. So I thought, you know, Blue Man might be more fun. So we're going to go see that. But ever since I bought the tickets and hit purchase, I've been thinking of the greatness of Arrested Development and Tobias Bluth, who, you know, famously would, you know, put blue paint on mm-hmm. several episodes. And this is just one thing that's been running around my brain. This is when, you know, he has the very uncomfortable line when talking about his blueness.
And Michael realized that he, too, had been too proud.
I need money.
I can't help you.
I know. It did bother me that they did so well without me, but I do have to ask them for help.
And I have to ask for an audition.
Do you have an audition yet?
Oh, no, no, I'm not in the group yet. No, I'm afraid I just blew myself.
There's got to be a better way to say that.
Such so a great two things, hilarious. That's the first thing. Two, have you seen the Blue Man Group before?
We saw them in Vegas briefly at the media party. Remember, the Blue Man Group was there doing a small little something right before the Jabberwockies.
I remember the Jabberwockies.
Yeah, but the Blue Man dudes were in the crowd, and they looked very creepy up close.
I was going to say, I've always had this irrational fear of the Blue Man Group. They they creep me out because they're blue, they're bald, but they're just regular people.
Yes, with me.
Are they wearing like a thing over their head to make them bald, or are they just all bald white dudes that paint themselves blue?
It's a great question. I don't know.
I don't really want to know because they're creepy, but they are, like, I respect what they do.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And
they're just scary as hell.
I've had friends that have seen their show in Vegas, so I'm pretty excited to go see Blue Man Group this weekend. So let's go to the P1s. This is from Steven. P1 Steven says, loose connections. Live in Richardson. Whip P1 dubs up. Met Ham at an Under Oath show. Talked to Sean at Gillespie's at the Fling and D. And graduated from Lake Dallas. Friends with Greg Woods that Mino knows.
Yeah, my buddy Woody.
This is
what's up, Greg? I saw him this weekend at the Stars game.
P1 Steven says, rent free. Anytime a striking lady crosses my path, I think, she beautiful, she fine. Thanks for what you do to your bodies. P1 Steven or at Ticket Chet on Twitter. And this is a... I think this drop used to get a lot more play than it does now, but go ahead and dust this one off there.
Okay. She beautiful? Is she fine?
I don't know the context of that, but I just know it's been around for a
long time. I
don't
either. You'll still hear it in promos quite often.
Yes.
And stuff. I know Cactus likes to use it.
But that's been replaced with Charles Haley, who had to let us know that Charlotte Jones is fine too, y'all.
So question to Jay, because I don't remember playing that one that much when I was running the board. Mm-hmm. What's it labeled? Does it say a
she bootiful?
Okay,
she fine.
So it doesn't have
B-O-O-T.
A name.
B-O-O-T.
Bootiful.
No name.
Okay. Probably yeah. I would like to hear a full context of it, but yeah, it's
beautiful?
One.
Is she fine?
It's one I will say too. One of the few ticket drops that I just have no idea what it comes from.
That sounds like a Wheels Off character Gordo would talk to during a wireless
right.
segment.
That's just.
That's what my gut tells me, but maybe not. Let's go to P1RC. He says, what's up, sweet spot? This is P1RC like the soda, but better than Coca-Cola. Not sure why these two drops are playing in my head constantly, but the first one is hockey with a strained voice, and the second one, that's a lot of effing baseball. Let's go ahead and hear these, Jay.
Hockey?
Holy f***. That's a lot of f***ing baseball.
The second one is Julie Davidson, Corby's wife. Because Corby, like, unbeknownst to her, recorded her talking about how he wants to watch a lot more baseball.
162 games.
All 162. And the first is, I believe that's Gina from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, who used to
hockey.
Yeah, she used to do ads here, and that was a part of one when she was talking about the Stars.
It hockey, it's still football season.
Yeah. So that's the origins and good times. Let's go to...
it's hot outside.
P1T Mike emails. He says, hey, Sean and Mino and crew. He goes, something that's been living rent-free in my head for a long time is Grooves' drunk call into Diamond Talk. His entire call and trying to make a point about the Yu Darvish trade lives rent-free in my head. As someone who was there for this amazing moment, what was your perspective on the whole call? And can we ever fix a horse's bones? Sorry for the late submission. If you don't have time for it this week, that's okay. Keep up the great work. And thanks for what you do to your bodies for the good P1. T-Mike, and just so you know, even if you email us this week, we'll get to it.
Yeah, for sure. Do we have this, and then you can break it down of where you were?
Yu Darvish was ready to go wherever anybody told him. Am I wrong, guys?
Well, what are you trying to say? I'm not quite sure the point you're trying to make. I mean, he was going to... The Dodgers were not on his no-trade list.
No, the Dodgers were on his no-trade. Were on his were not on his no-trade list. Yu Darvish was ready to go to the Dodgers, or I believe other teams.
I get what Grubbs was saying, to be honest. He was ready to go.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to, and he had a no-trade list. The Dodgers were not on that no-trade list. And he didn't want to, but he was ready.
Well, just to pull the curtain back, this was when I was living with Shoopy back in the day. This was probably somewhere around 2016
is when he was... Okay. It was right after the trade, when he was traded to the Dodgers for little guy. What's his name? Forget his... All the prospects we got in that trade worked out. But I think that was the night he got traded.
Willie Calhoun?
Willie Calhoun.
This was the night that Yu Darvish got traded. And I remember that I took some heat for not just letting Grubbs be just completely sloshed on the air for like an hour. And as a good friend and I guess at this point former roommate, I understood that he didn't have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. He had a bunch of different gigs working at like Fox Southwest. The Rangers gig wasn't full-time. So as a friend, I didn't want him to get called to the carpet by any of his bosses and lose any of his gigs so he couldn't make rent back in the day.
You did the right thing.
I mean, I felt like we got
a
lot.
Good friend,
I felt like we got a lot out of that call, and I just didn't want to hang my friend out to dry. Now, is that my fault? Were my radio instincts like wrong then? Maybe so, but I was just trying to help a kid out.
You did the right thing, and we got some gold from it already.
Yeah.
We got good drops. And look at Grubbs now. Like, the dude's married.
I know.
He's grown up.
I know. It's amazing.
He's doing great for himself.
He is.
It's our guy Grubbs. Shout out.
All right. Then finally, Armin, this one is from P1 Allen, who I think his hit rate on Rent Free is excellent. He says, "Hello, Sweet Spot. I was rewatching Young Guns because I know how to party. It hadn't been since I was probably 8 years old since I've seen it, so I forgot that there's a line in there that was repeated quite often by Mike Reiner. We regulate anything stealing on this property, and we're darn good, too. But you can't be a geek off the street. Got to be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. I didn't realize this was a line from the Warren G. Nate Dogg song. Was also in the movie Young Guns. Also, Young Guns is a movie ripe for midday movie reviews. In the opening scene where there's a kick-ass rock music and slow-motion intros of the main cast. Anyway, thanks for reading. This is P1 Allen. So this is from the actual movie Young Guns. This is where I believe Emilio was being talked to by a ranch hand.
We work for Mr. Tunstall as regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. Mr. Tunstall's got a soft spot for runaways, derelicts, vagrant types. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
There's a pig. But that's the actual audio that's in the intro of the song. So if you want to go ahead and spin the first part of this, Jay.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators!
It was a clear black night.
So I learned it the opposite from what Alan did.
Because
I heard the song first and then saw the movie and heard that line. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the song Regulators. But also, great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's probably been 20 years since I've seen it. So
at least I'd
be down to watch it again.
Sure.
Justin, have you seen Young Guns?
Only that clip, not the full movie, no.
Okay. I mean, we might have a candidate. Emilio, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Charlie Sheen.
I never put two and two together until just now.
Really?
It's been so long since I've seen the movie Young Guns. Or Young Guns 2, which also wasn't too bad.
I think I saw Young Guns 2. Okay.
All right, that's rent-free this week. If you have any submissions, rentfree1310@gmail.com.